a backup generator for the internet. Juliana Rodish wants Africa to be a vital part of the digital revolution. She's working on the problems of electricity, connectivity, and communication costs. The map of the undersea fiber optic cable shows that Africa has good coverage, but connectivity is still a large problem. As a founder of the Ushahidi software, Juliana worked to map connection points in Africa. There are a hub in Nairobi as a central space where entrepreneurs and developers can collaborate. http://www.jabariholder.com/wp-content/upload/2013/06/juliana-rodish-brck-africa.jpg. The software found unexpected value in Haiti and Japan, providing data to disaster relief workers. Mapping is now done to show crisis areas, election data, corruption data, and environmental monitoring. From her base in Kenya, it can cost 6 times as much to call within Africa versus calling the US, Canada, or China. Blackouts can be a daily occurrence and a major disruption to workflow and connectivity. Modems used in Africa use the same technology as the rest of the world, but were loaded with an entirely new set of constraints. The solution is to use the function to drive the technology, instead of the function and potential following the technology. A running joke at Ushahidi is that if a product works in Africa, it will work anywhere. http://www.kickstarter.com/projects/17763240009/BRCK or backup generator for the internet. The BRCK is Ushahidi's redesigned modem. It acts as a backup to the internet by leveraging the cloud. When power is lost, the BRCK will search for and connect to the nearest network. It has 8 hours of battery life so that developers can keep working during a power outage, and in rural areas a BRCK can be the main point of connection. https://s3.amazonaus.com/ksr/project/393655/photomain.jpg? (13674379)72 BRCK has been successfully funded through Kickstarter and is now in production. Juliana asserts that the building blocks of the digital economy will be connectivity and entrepreneurship. The BRCK is Ushahidi's attempt to help innovation and development flourish in Africa.